there are mounting accusations against Israel over human rights violations. What kind of things is Israel being accused of?
Some of them are quite broad, such as the indiscriminate shelling of civilians using weaponry that isn't appropriate for urban areas. In other words, dropping shells that kill large numbers of people over a wide area in order to hit back at a Hamas mortise position, or alternatively, dropping a large bomb on a block of flats to get one Hamas official and wiping out his entire family of women and children. And then some of them are more specific, such as the accusations that soldiers have targeted individual civilians, and specifically that the Israeli army is using human shields. Now, this is a particularly sensitive accusation because the Israeli army has consistently accused Hamas of using civilians as cover in this war. Amnesty International, amongst other groups, says the Israeli army has been taking families when it finds them in their homes and holding them in individual rooms in those houses and then turning those houses into military bases or sniper nests and keeping the families there so that Hamas won't shoot back. So it's an array of accusations. Interestingly, it's not just from international human rights groups, it's from parts of the United Nations and Israeli human rights groups, two of which have asked the Israeli Attorney General to investigate.
Can Israel be brought to account for any of this?
It seems unlikely. Certainly, they've been accused in the past of human rights abuses, most recently in the Lebanon War, but previously in Gaza as well, and also in the West Bank during Operation Defensive Shield in 2002. Israel typically investigates itself and clears itself. Almost nobody is ever held to account, sometimes individual soldiers, but there's never an admission of anything systematically wrong. And it does its best to block international investigations. Recently, there was an attempt by the United Nations Human Rights Council to get Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa to investigate the killing of a family in Beit Hanun in northern Gaza. Israel blocked his entry to the Gaza Strip for years, and it was only after he was able to get through or across the Egyptian border with Gaza that he carried out his investigation and issued a fairly strong condemnation of Israel's actions there. Israel also has the support of the United States on these issues, so it's unlikely that there would be an investigation by a body such as the International Criminal Court or the United Nations Security Council.
Meanwhile, Chris, on the diplomatic front, there are negotiations in Egypt aimed at securing a ceasefire. Tony Blair, the Middle East envoy for the Quartet, has said that a ceasefire is within reach. Is that your impression?
I think it depends on what the Israelis do next and whether Egypt is prepared to agree to certain conditions about what happens on its border with Gaza. Israel seems right now to be keeping up the pressure in Gaza, in part because it feels that a major element of any final agreement is that no more weaponry comes across the border from Egypt into Gaza for use by Hamas. Israel would like to see some kind of international force on that border or some mechanism to stop the smuggling of weapons through the tunnels. It is putting enormous pressure on. In part, it's talking about reoccupying the border. It's known as the Philadelphia Corridor, actually, or putting some other kind of mechanism in place. And that's in part to pressure the international community and Egypt into coming up with some kind of solution. It would be my impression that until that issue is resolved, from Israel's perspective, then there's unlikely to be a ceasefire. Meanwhile, you've got to get Hamas on board, and I don't think that as much as Hamas has taken a battering, that it will concede on one of its principal demands over a ceasefire, which is the lifting of the economic blockade of Gaza. So until those two issues are resolved, I wouldn't have thought we'll see at least a sustainable ceasefire. We might see something interim while the negotiations talk, but I don't think we'll see anything for the long term.